What's happening locally? The news.
And let us take a look, shall we? Some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The Cabinet Council in its session on Wednesday approved the new state contract with Minera Panama. In this way, the Minister of Commerce and Industry, Frederico Alfaro Boyd, was authorized to sign the new contract with said company on behalf of the Panamanian state, which was under citizen scrutiny now from March the 24th until the 22nd of April. Minister Alfaro Boyd, during his speech at the session, assured that there is no doubt that this contract is a historic triumph for Panama. It is dramatically better in every aspect than contract law number 9 of 1997, ensuring a guaranteed minimum payment of $375 million to the state, which translates into fair compensation for the natural resources of the Panamanian people. The new contract with the company Minera Panama S.A. establishes a royalty of 12% to 16% of gross profit and also contemplates significant improvements in labour and environmental matters for the state, highlighted the Presidency of the Republic in a statement. The head of Commerce and Industries highlighted that as a result of the public consultation carried out, the district of La Pintada was included in the contract as a beneficiary of the trust, in addition to Donoso and Omar Torrijos, and the form of appointment of directors and the duration of the period were modified thereof. The directors will be the elected representatives of the area and state ministers, detailed the official statement. After the approval of the contract by the Cabinet, the document will be signed in the coming days by Minister Alfaro Boyd and the legal representative of Minera Panama, Manuel Aiz Porua. The contract will be sent to the Comptroller General of the Republic for endorsement and will later be presented to the National Assembly for its due approval. If the contract law is approved, it will be presented to the President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, for his sanction and promulgation of the law in the Official Gazette. The Supreme Court of Justice did not admit an appeal presented by the anti-corruption prosecutor Edwin Guardia. This is against the decision of the Superior Court of Settlement of Criminal Cases to declare the nullity of the process followed by 17 people for the alleged commission of the embezzlement to the detriment of the program Ayuda Nacional, which was known as the PAN. This is for the purchase of school backpacks. Now, in a ruling dated the 23rd of May and under the presentation of Magistrate Cecilio Sedalis, the court decided not to admit the protection of guarantees presented by the prosecutor Guardia after considering that the plenary session is not a reviewing instance, nor is it a third instance to resolve substantive issues within a process, nor is it a means of challenging to determine whether the defendant authority, in this case the Superior Court of Settlement, correctly interpreted the law. Previously, on the 13th of February 2023, the Superior Settlement Court revoked the decision of the First Settlement Court for criminal cases, which had refused to accept an appeal requesting the annulment of the case. The prosecution had requested the summons to trial of 17 people, including the former Minister of Education, Lucy Molinar, the merchant Mario Martinelli Berucal, the former director of the PAN, Giacomo Tamborelli, and the former PAN official Abraham Williams. Sources from the Public Prosecutor's Office confirmed that the Superior Court of Settlement of Criminal Cases used as an argument to declare the nullity of the process a ruling from the Court of Accounts, in which it was determined that there was no patrimonial injury to the detriment of state funds. For his part, Franklin Amaya, lawyer for Purieta Morales, assured that with the court's decision, the case of the backpacks is closed. The investigation began on the 5th of September back in 2014, following a television report that reported irregularities in the acquisition of school backpacks for an amount of $12 million. The Specialised Prosecutor's Office Against Organised Crime apprehended on Wednesday a person allegedly linked to a crime against the administration of justice. This is to the detriment of a magistrate of the Supreme Court of Justice. In a message published on his Twitter account, the public ministry announced that prosecutors carry out a procedure in a furniture store in Caledonia near the headquarters of the Office of the Attorney General of the Nation. Sources linked to the investigation revealed that it is a series of videos created to intimidate a magistrate for a case that is pending in the Supreme Court of Justice. The name of this magistrate has not been communicated, but it would be Olmedo Arrocha. The Prensa was able to confirm that the person arrested is Gustavo Vasquez, who introduces himself as the manager of Mobiliaria La Union and Financiera Unica. Gustavo Vasquez is the counterpart in a civil lawsuit promoted for years now by Emilia Estevez de Vasquez for the inheritance of her husband, a Spanish businessman who died without leaving a will in 1985. Vasquez Estevez owned 50% of the furniture store and the financial company. The other half belongs to Luis Vasquez, Gustavo's father. The lawsuit dates back to 2005 and was originally in the office of Magistrate Oyden Ortega. When Ortega's term expired, he was replaced by Olmedo Arrocha. The multi-million parallel decentralization funds granted to local governments, mainly controlled by the Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD, continues to generate repudiation. This time, the pre-candidate for the presidency by free application, Eduardo Quiroz, asked the Ministry of Economy and Finance to suspend these transfers. In a letter which was dated on Tuesday, the 13th of June, Quiroz asked Minister Hector Alexander to suspend said funds until the Comptroller General of the Republic confirms their legality and certifies that they are regulated and supervised. The candidate for the presidency supported his request in Article 41 of the Political Constitution, a rule that deals with the power that citizens have to present complaints and petitions to public servants for reasons of social or private interest. There are more than $200 million that they have distributed for clientelism and politicking in the face of so many needs of Panamanians. Therefore, I have acted to prevent this unchecked abuse from continuing. Indeed, an investigation by La Prensa revealed that between June of 2021 and May of 2023, the National Decentralization Authority, the AND, an organization headed by Edward Mosley Ibarra, transferred $202 million to 474 community boards, mostly controlled by the PRD. La Prensa consulted several of the representatives of Corrientes that have received millions, but none supported where the transfers went. Just like Quiroz, other citizens from different sectors of the country have requested the suspension of parallel decentralization. Among them is José Ramón Icaza Clément. Now, he's the former president of the Chamber of Commerce, Industry and Agriculture of Panama. On the 8th of June, Icaza asked President Laurentino Cortizo that for the health and democracy and respect for institutions, suspend those funds that are causing so much damage to public finances. He did it through his Twitter account. From July the 26th to the 30th, version number 43 of the National Handicrafts Fair is going to take place at the Atlapa Convention Center here in Panama City. In this edition, there are 434 artisans who were selected from different regions of the country. This is to participate in the activity, as announced by the Ministry of Culture, Mi Cultura, in the entity, or the entity in charge of the organization. Now, it should be remembered that through this fair, direct sales between exhibitors and consumers are promoted, in addition to promoting Panamanian traditions, culture, and identity. The National Crafts Fair is a platform space commercial showcase that offers various proposals or craft lines coming from our regional demonstrations, allowing the visitor a direct purchase and interaction with the artisans, its main purpose being to position itself not only by its cultural value, but also for the characteristic quality exposure and production that each piece contains, said Esther Perez de Herrera, National Director of Crafts at Mi Cultura. This year, the activity will pay homage to the dances of Corpus Christi. It has been reported. Now, the country's health teams entered the scene very early on Wednesday. This is the second day of the third regional simulation of disaster response and humanitarian assistance in Panama. The Amador Causeway sector was the scene of the deployment of the national emergency teams to face a disaster. The actions began with the installation of the so-called campaign hospitals, which are used to provide urgent care to those affected. The personnel of the Social Security Fund and the Ministry of Health proceeded to fulfil their functions in the face of a certain emergency in these temporary facilities. Meanwhile, Carlos Rumbo, director of the National Civil Protection System, CINAPROC, reported that rescue actions are being applied to collapsed structures on Wednesday. This was after the 7.5 degree earthquake on Tuesday. For this Wednesday in West Panama, from 8 a.m, action was taken against a biohazard scenario due to avian flu. Well, there we go. That's it. There's our look for this morning. Those are some of the stories here in the local news in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on this morning's breakfast show.